At the very bottom of this scroll painting by the artist Kunsan, a figure crosses a bridge. The artist invites us to identify with this figure and enter a different world. In Chinese painting, the act of going into the mountains often stands for a spiritual journey, an ascent towards enlightenment and purification. About halfway up on the right, a Buddhist temple is our first stop in this mind landscape. In paintings of the later 17th century, temples can symbolize withdrawal from the foreign Manchu regime, a kind of passive resistance against this new government. During the early years of the Manchu Qing occupation, a number of individuals loyal to the defeated Ming dynasty became Buddhist monks. This exempted them from the new laws requiring men to adopt Manchu clothing and hairstyles, notably shaving the front of the head and wearing their remaining hair in a braid or queue. Since Buddhist monks shaved the whole head, these quiet protesters could not be accused of overtly disobeying the law. Now step closer. As we climb higher, above the temple and to the left, we discover another traveler seated in meditation above a waterfall and beneath a natural stone arch. Take a moment to find him. He's wearing a tiny pointed hat. The image recalls legends in which such rock bridges lead to the land of the immortals, but cannot be crossed by ordinary humans. If we are to transcend reality, the artist suggests, we must do so through our own spiritual efforts. Finally, the peak of the mountain points us to Kunsan's inscription, the poem that expresses his personal spiritual journey.